She knew that Silver hadn't meant to hurt her. As she gazed out over the bay, the tide ebbing, her rage ebbed somewhat too. The first time Silver had taken her fishing, she had been but a little thing, and somehow she got a fish hook caught in her hair. It had panicked her. It was as if that tiny hook and some fishing line could tie her up and trap her forever. Silver stopped what he was doing while the boat rolled on the swells, and he worked that hook out ever so gently. Frida remembered his calming voice, his easy but sure touch, and his patience while she fidgeted and gulped in big breaths of air. How he had soothed her, talking to her in his low rumble. How his solid presence reassured that he would always take care of her. So yes, Silver meant no harm. She knew that in his mind he was settling her down, but he had no idea how much his decision had unmoored her. When she made her way back toward the waterside, the dying daylight sparkled on scales and tiny shells caught in fishing nets draped over skiffs for drying, but the approaching night already seemed the darkest in the world. Silver had made his living on the water. He should have known. He should have understood that the sea had a way of evening out her rough edges and reviving her hopes and dreams. Now her sorrow was as big as this bay. And in her mind's eye, she saw pockets turned inside out and empty piggy banks. How was she going to make money? What was she going to do with her life? Sam Hicks was already at the house. He lounged on the porch alone, sipping on iced tea out of a chipped mug, and papers sat on the rough little table between the two chairs. Frida strode up the porch steps and he stood to greet her. As she glanced at the papers, her heart fell into her gut. Silver had already signed the papers to sell Hicks the boat. Her boat. Nothing she'd said had made a bit of difference. Her defiance came seething back. Defiance was an old comrade that had kept her company for many years.
"Evening, Miss Frida,"
Hicks said with a smile. Well, well. He looked as though he'd dressed up for the occasion. Instead of clamming overalls or rubber boots, he wore a pair of nice pleated slacks and a freshly ironed shirt, cuffs rolled up to his elbows. Hicks was a large man with a roundish face that made him appear little older than a teenager. He was attractive in a burly, boyish...